California State Rex Tillerson says the U.S. sees no future for President Assad in Syria.
It's clear to all of us that the reign of the Assad family is coming to an end.
Also saying at the end of a G7 summit moments ago in Italy that the United States is not presupposing how Assad's departure would occur. And Tillerson says after last week's chemical weapons attack in Syria that it's time for Russia to choose between the U.S. and its allies or continued support for the Assad regime. Tillerson is heading next to Moscow. The U.S. Transportation Department now investigating the incident that United Airlines is facing calls for a boycott over. Fox Radio's Rachel Sutherland is live in Washington.
Lisa, the question is whether United was in line with overbook rules when employees forcibly removed a man from his seat. In a statement, a Transportation Department spokesman said while it's legal for airlines to involuntarily bump passengers from oversold flights, it's the airline's responsibility to determine fair boarding priorities. The CEO of United's parent company is defending what happened, saying employees followed procedures. Video of the involuntary deboarding situation has sparked outrage. The police officer who banged the passenger's head against an armrest and dragged him off the plane has been placed on administrative leave. Lisa?
Thanks, Rachel. There are also calls again for a boycott on social media. A plan to let passengers make in-flight calls with their cell phones may be grounded.
4 years ago, the FCC began looking into a proposal to allow airlines to install cellular equipment on aircraft. The agency's chair believes there are enough votes to axe that plan. While the telecommunications industry supported the proposal, most passengers, especially frequent flyers, voiced opposition to lifting the ban.
Fox's Rich Dennison, you would still be able to use smartphone apps or the airplane's Wi-Fi. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? You need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-458-7435. 1-800-458-7435. 1-800-458-7435.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. And independent research shows that 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Terror suspect accused of plowing into pedestrians in Sweden confesses. Fox Radio's Simon Owen is live in our European bureau.
Alisa Rakhmat Akilov appeared in court this morning, accused of driving a truck into pedestrians and then crashing into a department store in central Stockholm. And his lawyer told the court that the 39-year-old admits committing a terrorist crime. Prosecutor Hans Ehrman saying more arrests could follow.
If there are one person or others, that's what we are investigating right now.
Officials say Rakhmat Akilov is an Uzbek national who'd previously shown an interest in ISIS. He was also facing deportation from Sweden after his asylum application was rejected. 4 people were killed in the attack. Lisa?
Thanks, Simon. Police say the California man who killed his estranged wife in her elementary school classroom had a history of domestic violence. The shooting also killed an 8-year-old student, wounding a 9-year-old in San Bernardino before the gunman killed himself. A vigil held last night. The couple had separated last month after less than 2 months of marriage. Dow futures turning higher. Now sports. And a special but long night for Cubs fans as the World Series banner was raised for the first time at Wrigley, but the game didn't end until after a 2-hour rain delay.
Down the left field line, a fair ball, and the Cubs will win it.
Anthony Rizzo's walk-off single, the game winner in the ninth on ESPN over the Dodgers. The Yanks also winning their home opener with a perfect game into the seventh for Michael Pineda, retiring the first 20 batters before Evan Longoria lined a double down the left field line. In the NBA, the Celtics clinched the Atlantic title with a win over the Nets. The Pacers closer to clinching a playoff berth with a win over the 76ers, while the Heat try to stay alive, rallying past the Cavs. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio. Good morning. It is 53 degrees. I'm Allison Demers, 1320 News. Meteorologist Bill Jackelman says we have an elevated fire danger this morning. Today, mostly sunny and warm with highs 76 to 82 degrees. And we'll listen to his complete forecast coming up after the news. Nothing says spring like fresh flowers from the Big Y Floral Department. Choose from potted Easter favorites, table arrangements, or cut flowers. Available today in the Floral Department at Big Y. A Waterbury man is heading to federal prison for over 4 years for distributing heroin. Jamar Jones was sentenced in Hartford federal court yesterday. Jones was arrested after investigators learned he sold heroin to a user who suffered an overdose. Undercover officers then made controlled purchases of heroin from Jones in March of 2016 that led to his arrest. Connecticut's high school graduation rate is at an all-time high of more than 87%. Governor DeMolloy says rates for high schools in the Alliance District program for lower-performing schools rose 7% to 78%. Molloy says the state is graduating more students than ever, sending bright and talented people into the world to make a big impact. Following his recent confirmation by the legislature, Gregory DiIorio was sworn in as a state Supreme Court justice by Governor Molloy on Monday. Mark Sims reports.
Governor Molloy, who nominated DiIorio for the high court in February, says DiIorio is the kind of person the court needs. DiIorio remarked that in his career, which includes more than 23 years with the Attorney General's office, he's argued before the state Supreme Court many times.
You don't get to argue a number of times in front of the court unless somebody lets you argue your first case and then another case and then a case after that if the last one went badly. I was fortunate enough to work for people who gave me that chance.
DiIorio replaces Justice Peter Zarella, who retired in December. This is Mark Sims, the Connecticut Radio Network.
In other news, bail is set at $2 million for Oscar Hernandez, accused of killing his girlfriend in Bridgeport. Hernandez was arrested in Pennsylvania in February for the killing of Nydia Gonzalez. He was recently extradited back to Connecticut and was presented in Bridgeport Superior Court yesterday. Hernandez is charged with murder, first-degree assault, and risk of injury to a child. Bob's stores are closing 9 of their athletic shoes and clothing stores in Connecticut. These people say they noticed dwindling sales, and they're sad to see the business end.
Very, very disappointed because you want to do business with Connecticut companies and it's sad to see.
When I'm in the store, there's not a lot of traffic in there.
Locations being closed include stores in Fairfield, Danbury, and Milford. In addition, parent company Versa Capital says Eastern Mountain Sports locations in Fairfield and Manchester are being closed. Versa Capital bought Bob's and Eastern Mountain Sports after their former parent company filed for bankruptcy last year. 7:08 on 1320 WATR.
MyCleanPC.com presents this Sports Flash powered by SB Nation Radio on News Talk 1320 WATR. Major League Baseball scoreboard from yesterday. The Boston Red Sox lose to the Detroit Tigers 2-1. Boston is now 3-3 on the season. Good start for Chris Sale, though. He's 0-1, though. He goes 7 2/3, giving up 5 hits, 2 runs, and 10 strikeouts. The Yankees almost got a no-hitter yesterday from Michael Pineda. New York beats Tampa Bay 8-1. Pineda last 7 2/3, giving up 11 strikeouts in the ballgame. The New York Mets beat Philadelphia 4-3. And according to multiple reports, David Wright will begin a throwing program, but he is still a ways away from returning for the Mets. NBA, the New York Knicks will play tomorrow. They have the Philadelphia 76ers. NHL playoffs coming up shortly. Speed up your slow computer. Start with a free diagnosis from MyCleanPC.com. I'm Matt Harab on News Talk 1320 WATR.
At Big Y, we know that a good fish fry isn't just a New England classic. It's part of our heritage. That's why we take the extra care to harvest our fish sustainably and bring you only the freshest selections. And while we'll fry up a batch of fish and chips for you hot on the spot 7 days a week.
Catch a quick bite at Big Y with our world-class fish fry. Double batter dipped and fried golden in zero trans fat oil. Served with fries for an easy grab-and-go meal. Big Y, only the best for your family from ours.
In Waterbury, traffic is building. 84 eastbound from exit 23 to 25 with a 9-minute delay. Stop and go traffic there. The westbound side looks good. Heavy traffic in Fairfield too. 95 southbound, exit 24 to exit 21. In Portland, some flooding if you're traveling that way. Route 17A northbound. This is at Marlboro Street, and southbound at Gospel Lane. Both sides are closed due to flooding. In Hartford, 84 eastbound, slow at exit 48 to exits 51 and 52. And in Norwalk, 95 southbound, exit 16. Here's your weather forecast with meteorologist Bill Jackelman.
Our Waterbury area weather, mostly sunny, warm and dry today with a high 76 to 82 and elevated fire risk for this afternoon. Clouds come in tonight, late night showers or a thunderstorm near 55. Tomorrow morning clouds and a shower, then becoming partly sunny, 65 to near 70. On Thursday, mostly sunny skies, temperatures 55 to near 60. On Friday, mostly sunny skies, 60 and more sunshine. Temperatures around 60 degrees for the day on Saturday. Easter's not Easter without Jenny's mouth-watering filled breads like broccoli, rabe, and sausage, eggplant, sun-dried tomatoes and mozzarella, pepperoni and cheese, and spinach and more. Jenny's, Route 111 in Monroe, or Taste Proves Quality. Call 203-452-2435 or at jennyspizzeria.com. This is WATR meteorologist Bill Jackwoman.
Thank you, Bill. This report is brought to you by Big Y, 53 degrees at 7-Eleven. I'm Allison Demers, 1320 News.
Thank you, Allison, and good morning to those of you who are just arising or tuning in. Tom Hill in for Tom Shute through this Thursday. Tom's on a well-deserved vacation in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Would you call him a park hopper?
Well, he got the park hopper pass to go to all the different Disney places.
He's a hopper, all right.
He is.
For those of you who can't wait for Joe Stango with the Webster-sponsored financial brief at 10 minutes of 8 this morning, the Dow Jones Industrial closed yesterday at 20,658, up about 2 points. Oil is up 84 cents to $53 a barrel. Gold is down $320 to $1,251. And let's see. Oh, Waterbury paper today. Wow. Great editorial page. Something on the U.S. tax code and an urgent need for reform. Just think about how much you paid your accountant to do your tax return and how complicated they are. Do you send your taxes out or do you do them yourselves?
No, because my husband has his own business. So we have to do his business taxes and then our home taxes, so we have the accountant take care of it.
Same here. Letter to the editor, two good ones. If you're tuning up for the Chris Murphy senatorial appearance here on Talk of the Town tomorrow at 11:10, there's an interesting letter to the editor called Murphy Deserves Credit for His Efforts and talking about a program he has called Murphy's Monday Manufacturer and how much he's done for manufacturing, so you may want to check that out. And then also a letter, Mayors, Governors Shouldn't Pick and Choose the Laws to Obey. And many of our leaders, if they don't like the laws, they won't obey them. And I guess that would have to do, of course, with these sanctuary cities. I know New Haven is one. San Francisco is one. And President Trump is trying to crack down on those. So there's, you know, a page worth looking at. And then you can opine on Talk of the Town here with Steve Noxon Monday through Friday from 10 to 1.
Absolutely.
Anything on your agenda over there, way over there in the newsroom?
My agenda, as far as news and work?
Anything. Well, whatever you have on your mind.
Nothing. I was just thinking that Blumenthal wants to pass a law saying that ICE cannot go into schools, hospitals, or state courthouses, things like that. I don't know if you saw that in the news yesterday.
I didn't see that yesterday, but I've heard him talking about that, and I also heard him arguing against our new Supreme Court Judge Gorsuch.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's no secret.
And I say, you know, Senator Blumenthal, you represent all of us here. How about something a little bit more down the middle of the road?
You know what? When he was Attorney General, he was such a different person. So I don't, as a senator, I know him differently now. It's interesting. I have nothing negative to say one way or the other. You know, we stay neutral here. But as an attorney general, he was just totally different. Was he attorney general? Consumer protection.
No, attorney general.
Yes, okay.
And the business.
Sometimes I get like that.
The Republican American, I won't be neutral. The Republican American always wrote editorials that he was really bad on business. And he was always, after business is too hard.
See, now, interesting, because when I worked at another station, we had an issue with a person who was doing fraud to their customers, and I wrote a letter, Consumer Protection Agency. He took care of it immediately. This person was bilking the elderly out of thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. They had this automatic payment thing. When you buy something, they just keep sending it to your house every month, and you automatically get charged. And he got right on top of it, and I was like, wow, this was great.
Well, again, he's a hard worker, and he can't. I'm sure there's plenty he does right.
And that's the thing. Whether you like Senator Murphy or not, same thing. Or doctors, for that matter. Nobody's perfect. Everyone makes mistakes. Some people may be better than others, but everybody does things right at some point.
And I like the fact that Senator Murphy is pushing Made in America and pushing manufacturing. And I'm going to take a copy of this letter and put it on Mr. Knox's desk for maybe one more subject. And I suppose we could always ask the Manufacturing Matters fellows that come in here once a month and talk about what they think about his policies and how he does with manufacturers. Because, you know, there's a lot of different issues in this country that definitely need to be corrected and worked on together by both sides of the aisle.
I totally agree.
All right, now we added the skunk to the I try to get you to add it to traffic. So maybe we could push that magic button over there.
Oh, I lost it.
Dang.
What is it called again?
Dead skunk in the middle of the road by Loudon Wainwright III.
Oh, I'll get it for you.
How could you?
You know why? Because I always clear out my computer.
Good idea.
Okay, I'll tell you a quick story while it's coming up, if it ever does.
Multitasking by Allison.
Let's see. Okay, what's it called? Dead skunk in the road?
Yep.
Well, one time I got sprayed by a skunk, and I didn't have any clothes on. It was in the morning. And I went into my kitchen because, you know, I have to go to, you have to get up super early to go to work.
Super.
I had to get up even earlier to go to this other job. And my little dog was scratching at the door, and I was like, what? You want to go outside? Well, my husband left the garage door opened. There was a skunk at the door. When I opened the door, the dog and I both got sprayed. And when I went to work, my coworkers were not happy. They're like, go in another room. Take the microphone with you.
The nerve of that skunk.
I got sprayed without clothes.
Oh, my God.
It was disgusting.
God.
Here's your song after this ad.
Good morning, everyone.
Here we go.
Thanks for tuning in.
We have a little Tylenol here.
Well, 7:17, 52 degrees. And we're trying to play a tune that's going to be applicable to the traffic warning we have at 1200 South Main for the dead skunk in the middle of the road.
Crossing the highway late last night. He should have looked left and he should have looked right. He didn't see the station wagon car. The skunk got squashed and there you are. You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Stinking to high heaven. Yeehaw! Take a whiff on me, that ain't no rose. Roll up your window and hold your nose. You don't have to look and you don't have to see, 'cause you can feel it in your olfactory. You
courtesy of Allison. Traffic report, 1200 South Main. Watch out for the skunk. Thank you.
Thank you. That's funny.
You're an excellent partner in the morning.
You are as well. Thank you.
All right, back to work here.
Sleep is important to not just your brain health, but your overall health. Hi, this is Dr. Jay Kankri, Medical Director of the Regional Sleep Center at Waterbury Hospital. Here are some things to keep in mind. Lack of sleep affects memory, concentration, and mood. Sleep deprivation can increase your chances of heart disease, lead to weight gain, and even reduce your sex drive. Here's some things you can do to get a better night's sleep. Get regular exercise. Be smart about what you eat and drink. Cut back on caffeine. Avoid large meals before bedtime. And avoid alcohol before sleep. Establish a consistent bedtime and a consistent bedtime routine. Unplug from your computer, TV, and cell phone at least 30 minutes prior to sleep. If you're still having trouble sleeping, try a relaxation technique prior to sleep, such as deep breathing or guided meditation.
This information is brought to you by Waterbury Hospital. World-class care right at home. To make an appointment, call 203-598-7399.
Hello, this is Michael Regan, host of Medicare and You and Healthcare and You. As 2017 rolls along, I would like to say a sincere thank you to all my clients and my listeners who have purchased insurance through G.S. Regan Associates. In these economic times, it is more important than ever to just say an honest and sincere thank you. Call 203-757-6099. G.S. Regan Associates, quality insurance since 1980.
And now my friend recently spoke to the Chamber of Commerce, Virginia O'Rourke.
The language of flowers is universal. Flowers can speak.
Thank you for your help. I consider you a valued employee.
Mom, you're the best.
Happy anniversary, darling.
Welcome, baby.
I love you.
Congratulations.
I'm sorry we quarreled.
Have a great birthday.
The reasons are endless. O'Rourke and Birch Florists in Waterbury have been speaking your language since 1922. As members of the Greater Waterbury Chamber of Commerce, O'Rourke and Birch is committed to serving the local community and to their many satisfied customers. Their eye-catching designs, both traditional and European, are sure to please the most discriminating of recipients.
They can also deliver your message deliciously with fruit, gourmet, and gift baskets created in a wide variety of themes. So, when it's time to send an emotion, let O'Rourke and Birch speak volumes for you. Waterbury at 756-7857. Say it with flowers. O'Rourke and Birch. On the web at O'RourkeandBirchFlorist.com.
Good morning. Tom Hill in for Tom Shute. Allison with the news, weather, and traffic. It's 723, 52 degrees, and here's Bill.
Good morning, Tom. Elevated fire danger for this afternoon here in the Waterbury area as we'll have mostly sunny, warm conditions, a high reaching 76 to 82 for the inland areas. Going to the shoreline, well, it'll be a bit cooler, around 70 or 75. Clouds come in tonight, late night showers or thunderstorms, 55. Morning clouds and a shower tomorrow, then becoming partly sunny, 65 to 70. Mostly sunny, upper 50s on Thursday. Mostly sunny near 60 Friday and again on Saturday. This is WATR meteorologist Bill Jacquemin.
Thanks, Bill. If you're getting ready to skedaddle out the door in the Ram traffic truck, Allison.
And this report is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Right now in Waterbury, stop-and-go traffic, 84 eastbound, exit 23 to exit 25A at Austin Road with a 9-minute delay there. In Middletown, Route 9 northbound slow from exit 12 to Washington Street. Busy in Hartford, 84 eastbound, exit 48 at Asylum Street, two exits 51 and 52. Also heavy traffic, 91 southbound in Hartford, exit 33 to exit 32. And Route 2 westbound in East Hartford, exit 4 to exit 2. We'll have another look at traffic during your 1320 news update.
But
just like a new unit down on the border.
With the welcome start of spring weather, it's the perfect time for those special cleaning needs. When you need your carpet, upholstery, or tiles cleaned professionally with a personal touch, then you should call on Mike at Steam Machine Cleaning. Steam Machine is family-owned and operated and has been a leader in the carpet cleaning industry for over 25 years. Top-of-the-line truck-mounted machines feature high-temperature steam and powerful extraction. Get those deep-down carpet and upholstery stains without ever causing damage to the material. And get deep into the porous areas of tile and grout. Call Mike at Steam Machine, 860-335-7720, for quality services at an affordable price, no matter how big or small. It's Steam Machine Cleaning, 860-335-7720. Call for your free estimate today at Steam Machine, 860-335-7720.
Palace 10.2, the party of the decade, returns to the Palace Theater on Friday, May 19th. Be there for City Lights, City Nights, a music and culinary cross-country trip featuring food and music from New Orleans, Chicago, Vegas, and Miami. It's six different parties in one location with specialty bars, food stations, and live music. The party kicks off at 5 on the theater's loading dock with craft beers, food trucks, and the Rubber City Blues Band. Then the doors swing open at 6 to New Orleans-style food, drinks, and the Chris Coogan Quintet. Check out the Polite Club for Chicago-style blues with Danny Dreyer, the cool vibe of the Vegas Lounge with Lee Dimo, and special guests Phil Elvis Myrano. Dance the night away on the stage at a hot Miami club featuring Perfect Timing, and cap off the night and sing along with piano man Sean Lewis. Tickets include two drinks and food stations. For Palace 10.2 tickets, go to palacetheaterct.org or call 203-346-2000.
Nice day out there. We've got Joe Stango coming up at 7:50 with the Webster Spot for the Business Brief.
Experience Oasis Open MRI at Naugatuck Valley Radiology. The Oasis brings you comfortable, fear-free, high-quality, high-field imaging. A true open MRI means no more claustrophobic tunnels and no more constricting tubes. It means the ability to hold a loved one's hand during the scan to remove any anxious feelings. High-field MRI means the highest image quality so your doctor can make the best diagnosis. Choose Naugatuck Valley Radiology and Oasis High-Field Open MRI for the comfort you want and the quality your doctor needs. So when your doctor recommends an MRI, ask for Oasis. now available at Naugatuck Valley Radiology. To schedule an appointment in our prospect office, call 203-758-7700 or find out more by visiting our website, nvranet.com. Naugatuck Valley Radiology. Less wait, less worry. Your oasis is closer than you think.
And let's see what Mr. Noxon has lined up for today on Talk of the Town.
Hi, I'm Steve Noxon, and on today's Talk of the Town, I'll be speaking with first-term Connecticut State Representative Stephanie Cummings from the 74th District.
Recent Syrian chemical attacks by promising that America would hold to account any and all who commit crimes against the innocents anywhere in the world.
Fox's James Rose in Tillerson, in Italy for the G7 summit, where the Italian foreign minister has said there is no consensus on new sanctions on Russia. The PR nightmare for United Airlines might cost it.
Oh, United. The same airline sparking the leggings fiasco, and now this latest incident now has some travelers calling for a boycott.
Fox's Kelly Wright, shares of United down about 5% in pre-market trading. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Good morning. It is 53 degrees. I'm Allison Demers, 1320 News. Meteorologist Bill Jackelman says we have elevated fire danger this afternoon. Today, mostly sunny and warm, high 76 to 82 degrees. And we'll listen to his complete forecast coming up after the news. Nothing says spring like fresh flowers from the Big Y Floral Department. Choose from potted Easter favorites, table arrangements, or cut flowers available today in the Floral Department at Big Y. A drug operation in Watertown was discovered after firefighters put out a fire at the home on Friday. Crews responded to a fire at the multifamily home on 429 Main Street at approximately 10:39 p.m. The people inside the building had been evacuated, but police found one man with a burn on his face and hands in the parking lot. Police found a highly sophisticated, elaborate setup for manufacturing marijuana butane extract, also known as DAB. Connecticut's high school graduation rate is at an all-time high of more than 87%.
With this announcement, we celebrate 6 years of increased graduation rates. It's clear that the investments that we are making are paying off. Let me point out that that's 6 years after 5 years of steady decline.
Governor Dan Malloy says high schools are graduating more students than ever, sending bright and talented people into the world to make a big impact. With warmer weather now here, more motorcyclists will be on Connecticut's roads and highways, and state police are issuing a warning in the hopes that people will stay safe. State police say it's important for motorcyclists to follow the same rules as drivers of cars to avoid danger and possibly death. In Washington, Senator Chris Murphy addressed members of the Council on Foreign Relations, offering his strategy for improving U.S. policy abroad. Steve Kochko reports.
Murphy said while President Trump would like to slash the budget for foreign aid and the diplomatic service, Murphy believes such spending should be double, saying that right now there's an imbalance between military spending and other tactics.
Military and intelligence spending still outpaces diplomacy and development spending by a 20-to-1 margin. 20-to-1. We have more people working at military grocery stores today than we have diplomats in the State Department.
Murphy says Syria is just as big a mess as it was before the U.S. missile strikes last week, perhaps even more dangerous if Russia or Syria decide they must respond with an escalation of their own. This is Steve Kochko, the Connecticut Radio Network.
7:34 on 1320 WATR.
MyCleanPC.com presents this Sports Flash powered by SB Nation Radio on News Talk 1320 WATR. NBA yesterday, the Brooklyn Nets lose to the Boston Celtics. Boston furthering their chance for that number one seed in the Eastern Conference because they win 114-105 and Cleveland loses in overtime to Miami 124-121. Cleveland not playing their starters. The Heat erased an 11-point deficit in the fourth quarter of that ballgame. So the Celtics now a game in front of Cleveland for that number one seed. Major League Baseball, the Yankees beat the Rays last night 8-1. Michael Pineda 7 2/3. He gets 11 strikeouts. Had a no-hitter deep into that ballgame, but could not secure it. The Red Sox lose to Detroit 2-1. Boston is now 3-3, and the Mets take care of Philadelphia 4-3. Speed up your slow computer. Start with a free diagnosis from MyCleanPC.com. I'm Matt Harab on News Talk 1320 WATR.
At Big Y, we know that a good fish fry isn't just a New England classic. It's part of our heritage. That's why we take the extra care to harvest our fish sustainably and bring you only the freshest selections. And while we'll fry up a batch of fish and chips for you hot on the spot 7 days a week.
Catch a quick bite at Big Y with our world-class fish fry. Double batter dipped and fried golden in zero trans fat oil. Served with fries for an easy grab-and-go meal. Big Y, only the best for your family from ours.
On the roadways this morning, not too bad of a ride. A little busy in Waterbury, 84 eastbound, exit 23 to exit 25A with a 9-minute delay there. But throughout the state, just typical delays, no major accidents or major delays. In Hartford, 91 southbound, slow, exit 33 to exit 32. In East Hartford, Route 2 westbound, a little busy, exit 4 to exit 2. Route 9 in Middletown, northbound, a little busy, exit 12 to Washington Street. Also 84 eastbound in Hartford, busy exit 48 to exits 51 and 52. Here's your weather forecast with meteorologist Bill Jackelman.
Our Waterbury area weather, mostly sunny, warm and dry today with a high 76 to 82 and elevated fire risk for this afternoon. Clouds come in tonight, late night showers or a thunderstorm near 55. Tomorrow morning, clouds and a shower, then becoming partly sunny, 65 to near 70. On Thursday, mostly sunny skies, temperatures 55 to near 60. On Friday, mostly sunny skies, 60 and more sunshine, temperatures around 60 degrees for the day on Saturday. Easter's not Easter without Jenny's mouth-watering filled breads like broccoli rabe and sausage, eggplant, sun-dried tomatoes and mozzarella, pepperoni and cheese, and spinach and more. Jenny's, Route 111 in Monroe, where taste proves quality. Call 203-452-2435 or at jennyspizzeria.com. This is WATR meteorologist Bill Jackwoman.
Thank you, Bill. This report is brought to you by Big Y. 53 degrees at 737. I'm Allison Demers, 1320 News.
And I'm her partner for the week, at least till Thursday at 9:30. Tom Hill in for Mr. Shute. Having fun working with you.
You too. Thank you.
Now, it's a good thing I'm looking through this newspaper, working my way through the Waterbury paper today. Good job. Whose show, and I wonder if you were on there, whose show was Mayor Chatfield on recently? About beavers.
Wasn't it on Steve's?
Okay, well, big story.
I thought
story
he was in here.
Here
recently.
Mayor Chatfield was on WATR, and he asked the listeners with a contest, why do beavers build dams?
Did he really?
Yep, and the first caller who won lunch on Chatfield, that was the prize, the first caller answered correctly that beavers build dams because they do not like the sound of running water.
Wow.
And the caller opted not to go to lunch with the mayor. Probably a Republican or something.
So what? He's such a nice guy.
He is, Mayor Chatfield. And, of course, I can tell by the background that he's at the Prospect Dairy Bar.
Oh, yeah.
Which my daughter Lauren worked there.
He's always there.
And hello to all the girls at William Ravis that work with Lauren. The caller asked Mayor Chatfield to treat an officer who serves in town for lunch.
So, oh, that's so nice.
The officer was Steve Cameron.
I love Steve Cameron.
You know everybody.
Well, my brother's a police officer. They went to, I don't know if they're in the academy together or not. He's wonderful.
Well, they picked Officer Cameron's name from a hat. And Mayor Chatfield said he's grateful for Cameron's more than 15 years of service to the town of Prospect and could not be happier to treat him for lunch. And what a great picture. It was contributed, but Mayor Chatfield's having a hamburger, and it looks like Officer Cameron's having a hamburger with lettuce, tomato, mayonnaise, and French fries. You got to check this out.
He rides a bike all the time, though. He's super fit, Steve.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, he's on a... They had him on a bicycle, not a bicycle, like a 10-speed, whatever you call it, is working.
Well, probably a mountain bike.
There you go.
And for a patrol
bike. You know
bike.
Better.
Yeah, and I'll have my bike out shortly. Sandy bought a spin bike for the house.
O.co.
And I had my friend Matt from Bikes to You, who's our Griska's Triathlon official bike mechanic. I had him come and get it upstairs, put it together for us, and use it a lot. It's handy. But now the weather's changing. Time to get the real bikes out.
Mm-hmm.
And this story caught my eye because I also hike around Echo Lake Pond in Watertown, and we have a fitness trail
called it Mr. Joe Paletta, built for the town.
Really?
I think in lieu of a donation to his subdivision, he was able to put a park, a trail around the pond.
Yeah.
And I keep seeing beaver piles and trees half eaten and some tipped over. So I have to go to the park department because I think we have a beaver problem at the Echo Lake Park.
Oh.
I think. So...
I love them. They're so cute.
That's my yes, but don't you don't want them gnawing at your ankles?
No, no, of course not. I at one time I lived right on Sylvan Lake Road, right there at Echo Lake.
Yes.
From like 16 to 23, and I remember seeing I thought was a beaver in the backyard. I called my parents. I'm like, "There's a beaver. There's a beaver." Like it's a woodchuck. Like, oh, they look like beavers.
Did you swim in that pond?
I would go up to my ankles, and I would take my kids, too, down there.
That's a nice little beach, and I think Watertown residents can swim for 50 cents.
Yeah, I don't remember paying anything. We would just show up, and they have a little playground there now. There, for years ago, there was nothing. It was just the lake, you know?
Yeah, it's a cute little place. I had a nervous swimming event there. I go sometimes swimming there for practice for my Griscus triathlon appearances.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, a turtle followed me around for quite a while.
You're kidding.
It made me swim faster.
Really?
Had, you know, it stayed about 20 feet behind me, just followed me.
I'm not a lake girl. I'm an ocean girl. I don't do lakes.
And in the lakes, I have to wear nose plugs because otherwise I get kind of a cold from some bacteria in the water.
Yeah.
I guess, I don't know, I thought it was kind of strange, but if you've heard of that before.
Yeah, you get pores. They're pores from whatever's in the water, I guess.
Well, I got my nose clipped, so
good.
That kind of works.
That's great.
Right, on that note, if I'm going to get Joe Stango on here at 7:50, I'm going to play a tune, and then we're going to play a couple commercials and bring Joe on.
Excellent.
And,
I'll
probably slide you on
right before Joe.
Present all your pertinent information. Here we go.
You're fine.
Guess Who Live, Burton Cummings.
I should laugh, but I cry because your love has passed me by. You took me by surprise, didn't realize that I was waiting. Time goes slowly, but it carries on.
Come on and play. playing.
He's playing.
She's playing.
We're all playing. Keno.
From the Connecticut Lottery.
It's got everyone playing.
And talking.
And having fun.
Having fun and winning.
What are you waiting for?
Come play your numbers. Keno. On-the-spot fun from the Connecticut Lottery.
Please play responsibly. Odds vary by wager style. Must be 18 or older to purchase. CTLottery.org.
Sorry for the skipping there on the CD. I had to use the Tom Shoe trick and rub it inside my shirt sleeve. We'll try that again later or tomorrow.
Free screenings for oral head and neck cancer will be held at the Harold Lever Regional Cancer Center on Tuesday, April 25th from 4 to 6 p.m. The screening is as easy as 1-2 screen. Appointments are required, so please call 203-575-5585 or email dparkinson@levercancercenter.org. Head and neck cancer screening exams are performed by area physicians. No imaging will be performed. This is a clinical exam only. The screening for oral, head, and neck cancer are free. The Harold Lever Regional Cancer Center, 1025 Chase Parkway, Waterbury. Call 203-575-5585 or email dparkinson@levercancercenter.org. Again, the date is April 25th from 4 to 6 p.m. The Harold Lever Regional Cancer Center. The right team, right here.
Hey, that's Barbara Davitt. She's our talented sales department personnel. If you'd like to buy something from ATR, promote your business, please see Barbara Davitt. We'd appreciate it. I thought her show yesterday with the interview from Don Rickles was outstanding. I'm going to get that away from her and play that early in the morning tomorrow and Thursday so people can get a listen to that. She interviewed him at Oakdale way back when. It was terrific. And I want to thank everybody. She was my guest last Friday morning. I got a lot of calls about it. So if you can support Barbara in the sales department, that'd be great. And she's on here with Talk Coffee Break Monday through Thursday at 9:30. Talented gal.
Making sense of all the nonsense, it's Tom Sullivan.
One of the problems that we've complained about on this program for years has been the lack of accountability in government, that you can make a huge mistake and somehow you still keep your job. I want to see that 10-year prison sentence. I think once they do that, there might pucker up a few of the other government goobs that are sitting around going, let's spread this information.
Weekdays after Steve Noxon, it's Gibson on Fox at 1, followed by the Tom Sullivan Show at 3, and nighttime Talk 2, all here at WATR 1320 AM.
Call us. We'll be right over whenever you call Mercury Energy Distributors Incorporated. You know, they're always on call when you need them for 24-hour emergency service, automatic delivery, installation and service, electric and gas conversions, service contracts, and so much more. Mercury Energy Distributors of Waterbury at 203-756-7284 or mymercuryenergy.com. Call us, we'll be right over. That'll be music to your ears because Mercury Energy is always there for you, serving with comfort, security, safety, and confidence since 1947. Mercury Energy Distributors, 43 Lafayette Street, Waterbury, serving you to a greater degree. Mercury Energy Distributors, 203-756-7284 or mymercuryenergy.com.
Let's give you the weather, then Allison will come up with your traffic, and then Joe Stango by Webster Bank.
Good morning, Tom. Elevated fire danger for this afternoon here in the Waterbury area as we'll have mostly sunny, warm conditions, a high reaching 76 to 82 for the inland areas. Going to the shoreline, well, it'll be a bit cooler around 70 or 75. Clouds come in tonight, late night showers or thunderstorms, 55. Morning clouds and a shower tomorrow, then becoming partly sunny, 65 to 70. Mostly sunny, upper 50s on Thursday. Mostly sunny near 60 Friday and again on Saturday. This is WATR meteorologist Bill Jacquemin.
And here's Allison in the pink WATR whirly bird.
You're so funny. This report is brought to you by Peapod in Waterbury. Stop and go traffic, 84 eastbound, exit 23 at Hamilton Avenue, 2 exit 25-8 Austin Road. A 9-minute delay there, just typical delays. Route 9 northbound in Middletown is busy from exit 12 to Washington Street. Out in Westport, heavy delays, 95 southbound, exit 17 to exit 13, about a 20-minute delay there. Also in Hartford, 91 southbound, slow, exit 34 to 32. In Cromwell, 91 northbound, busy, exit 21 to exit 22. And Route 2 westbound on East Hartford, exit 4. We'll have another look at traffic during your news update.
Thank you, Allison. Well, let me see. I'm going to turn this button off, and I'm going to go to the phone lines right on time for Mr. Joe Stango, Business Brief, brought to you by Webster Bank.
Well, good morning to you, Tom.
Hello, Joseph. I enjoyed your call yesterday, and I can't wait to hear what you have to say today.
Well, it's all about Janet. She, speaking, of course, of Fed Chair Janet Yellen, she spoke at an event yesterday in Michigan and said that the Federal Reserve's plans to raise U.S. interest rates gradually are aimed at sustaining full employment and near 2% inflation without letting the economy overheat. Now, she went on to say that, quote, "I think we have a healthy economy now. Unemployment at 4.5% is now a little bit below the jobless rate, which is the Fed, the most Fed officials think signals full employment. And inflation," she said, "is reasonably close to the Fed's 2% goal. With the economy expected to continue to grow at a moderate pace," she said that the Fed is now shifting its focus. Yesterday, Tom, we spoke about the changing scope of retail outlets, and after we spoke, it was announced that in the wake of disappointing holiday season, JCPenney said that it will close 138 stores by the second quarter. The store closure represents 13 to 14% of the company's current store base and less than 5% of annual sales. The company expects $200 million in annual cost savings from the efforts. Dow futures are mixed. Oil topped $53 a barrel. And, Thomas, that is it. That's the business news. Joe Stango, WATR's Business Brief.
Well, don't go away, Joe, because I'd like to talk. When you say the oil at $53 a barrel, I'm getting rid of my gas-guzzling truck to get something a little better on gas, because I don't think gas is going to stay down. It appears that the gas companies and the oil producers have some way of always getting the prices to go back up. And how would they get prices to go back up? What would be their strategy?
Well, you have to remember a lot of the